Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that just as she grows in the spirit, that she understands that as she starts to hear your voice more clearly, that she's going to change and that she embraces this growth that takes place and treasures it and sees that it's just a good thing and just understands what's going on so she can have a lot of clarity and stay in your perfect will and continue to grow inwardly. Ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name, amen. So going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, okay, how dangerous things can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit and how you need to develop this relationship now, okay, because it's Him that's going to protect you, okay? He's the one that's going to navigate you through all of these trials that you're going to be going through. It's going to get very difficult, okay? So going through the parable of the sower, okay, the parable of the sower is always a good, all of the parables, whenever you've got something going on in the spirit, are always a good go-to because they apply to everything that has to do with the kingdom of God, okay? So you're growing in the spirit, okay, and you're hearing the Holy Spirit, you're walking with Him. These are the things that you can expect to encounter. Tribulation because of the word's sake. What's going to happen, okay, is as you hear the Holy Spirit more clearly, okay, you're just being transformed, okay? Basically, you're being conformed to the image of Christ. You're growing inwardly. And as you grow inwardly, you can hear the Holy Spirit better, okay? You just become a more fine-tuned ear, okay? You can just hear Him better, okay, as you change. But what you have to understand, okay, is as you change and become more conformed to the image of Christ, and a more fine-tuned ear, okay, so to speak, is that you're going to become more separated, okay, and detached from this life and this world. And that's a good thing, okay? It's not a bad thing. But if you don't understand what's going on, okay, it can lead to this inward tribulation where you don't understand what's going on, okay? You're going to see that you're going to lose interest in things, okay, and that things are going to bother you. Things are going to bother you. This is a big one, okay? Because as you are transformed and you hear the Holy Spirit more clearly, you have to understand you're just changing. You're becoming a different person inwardly, and that's good, okay? But as you get filled with the Holy Spirit and you hear the Holy Spirit and you walk with the Holy Spirit, this place is going to become more of a nightmare, okay? You're just going to see things that didn't bother you before, okay? And all of a sudden, they bother you, okay? And you need to understand that that's Him, okay? So you need to, because it really can cause tribulation and confusion, okay? Especially if you're around the lukewarm church, and you don't have a real clear understanding and your mind is not constantly being renewed by the Word of God and you don't remember what He sounds like and how the Holy Spirit is, okay? The Holy Spirit is, He really is sort of like the enforcer of the Trinity, okay? He is the one that, like, down here anyways, here on earth, okay? So you're going to see there's a lot of things that He does not like, okay? You'll be in situations, you'll be around people, you'll just... things normally, places you normally could go, conversations you normally could have, all of a sudden you just can't have them anymore, okay? People will irritate you, okay? And I'll go over the scripture with Elisha, okay? You know, he says this with the, I think it's the king of Israel, but I'll go over the exact scripture tomorrow. I'm sorry, with the next podcast, where he says he can't even look at a certain person. He just, I wouldn't even look at you, okay? If it wasn't for the king of Judah, okay? The certain people, when they are being disrespectful to the Lord, okay, or just even proud, okay, will start to really chafe you inwardly and bother you, okay? And if you don't understand His character and you don't understand how He works, and once again, if the scriptures are not constantly being, if you're not constantly in the Word of God being renewed, you'll think something is wrong with you. Okay, and that you've just kind of got a bad attitude or you're being mean. And you'll understand His character, how He is. Okay, He's very honest and there's things that He just doesn't like. And you're going to find out it's Him. Okay, it's Him. But you need to understand that. And the only real solution to that is the Bible. Okay, because as you read the Bible constantly, you'll see that confirmation and you'll see His character. And you'll see, okay, that's Him. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.